What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9-to-5 as healthily and happily as possible. Guys, if you've been following me on, if you've been following the podcast on Instagram, then you know that we have a lot to talk about today. And I have a very exciting interview at the end of this episode, probably one of my best guests to date. Not gonna lie, just a little hype up moment. But for that reason, we need to get straight down into things this week, okay? I had a great week, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Only thing that needs to be addressed right now is Taylor Swift's new double album. Okay, double? Listen, I waited for midnight. I went through the album, texting my friend, blah, 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 blah. I saw things on Twitter saying, like, I bet she's going to release, like, bonus songs or something like that at midnight or at 2 a.m. Because apparently, and this is how she's a fucking genius, this woman. She's talking about, like, the old her dying and, like, or not the whole old her dying, but this phase of her life is dead and closed and it only lives in this poetry. It takes a body 2 hours before you can perform a post-mortem. And at 2 a.m., bam, I woke up. I get her tweets sent to my phone, okay? I've been getting this bitch's tweets sent to my phone since I got Twitter in the 7th grade. And what do I see? Double mother freaking album. I was not ready for that, okay? Like, Morgan Wallen pulled that shit, but it was a lot easier to go through because Morgan Wallen sings about beer, he sings about whiskey, and he sings about women. Okay? Great double album, by the way. I love that album. I was not prepared for this. So I'm going to give the rundown now that I've had time to kind of go through everything. I have the CDs in front of me. I have bought every Taylor Swift CD since Taylor Swift. I don't have a CD player anymore, but I keep buying the CDs because it's just a thing. It just reminds me of being in 6th grade and sitting on my bedroom floor in my old house with the Speak Now CD, and I would be reading along to the little insert, the thing. I don't know what the heck you'll call it, but the little booklet that's on the inside of the CD that had all the words to all the songs, because this was before, like, we didn't have iPhones and stuff back in the day, you know? So I used to sit there on my floor memorizing the crap out of that stuff. So I do have the double CD and I have the vinyl because I'm insane, but I'm going to give the rundown from the beginning. Overall, great album. I do like Midnights more. Red is still my favorite. Is this my number one favorite album? No. Is it my least favorite album? No. Is it a bad album? No. It's just not Red. But it's good. I also though, and I said this to my mom today, I feel like you need to be somewhat intelligent to listen to this album because it is poetry put to music. So if you're not familiar, like, she uses a lot of big girl words, a lot of big girl phrases, and a lot of big girl analogies. And if you don't have them, if your favorite song is We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, this is much more complex. Anyway, let's run this down. All right. So the album begins with Fortnite by Post Malone. I very much think that the beginning of an album is, like, super important, the way everything is placed. This wasn't my favorite number one song on the album, but then again, like, 1989 opened with Welcome to New York, and Welcome to New York is just, like, not my favorite song. Opening Midnights with Lavender Haze, like, as soon as I started playing Midnights for the first time, I was like, oh shit, what is this about to do to me? I didn't love the way Fortnite starts, but it is catchy. Now, the first time I listened through it, I was like, okay, that was good. But now that I've listened through it more times, it's good. And Posty, Mr. Posty sounds different these days. That's my biggest takeaway from Fortnite. he sounds a little different. I wanted just a little bit more Post Malone, like just a little bit. But it's catchy and the music video is great. Music video great. The Tortured Poets Department. I like it. I like it. And I like the line because she opens it being like, you left your typewriter at my apartment. But then she's kind of like making fun of herself where she's like, and then I think things like, who even has typewriters anyway? So I like that. I felt like it was very break down the fourth wall of her. But Fortnite and the Tortured Poets Department are not like my favorites on the album. So I listened to the two of them and I was like, all right, all right. My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys is number three. I like the writing. The music is okay. You know, like, so songs one through three, I was like, okay, these are good, but I ain't like, I didn't really feel something. Like, I wasn't really feeling it yet. Then we get to Down Bad. First of all, Jack Antonoff is definitely one to overproduce before he underproduces. And sometimes I think he just needs to fuck off a little bit and just chill on the producing. I don't really like the way that Down Bad starts, like that little like do 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 whatever. But then the rest of the song is fucking fantastic. Because I sat there at 12 o'clock in the morning with the lyrics up, following along to this. When I saw the line, Down Bad crying in the gym, I lost my shit. I have been saying for decades, she has a way. And one of the reasons why I care so much about this artist is because she has a way of writing things that connect so specifically to my life. It's uncanny. I feel like she knows me without even knowing that I exist. I've talked about it before with like Dear John, me dating a guy named John when I was 19. Just specific references like that. I'm like, how can you not? How can you not? I love that song. That's when I started to feel shit. I was like, I've been here. I have been here before. And from there, the album just took the freak off. It just took off. So Long London. Again, don't love the way it starts, but then I love the rest of it. That one's tough. That one's, you listen to London Boy and then you listen to that and you might get some tears in your eyes. But Daddy, I Love Him. Fucking bop. Bop. I want to say she wrote this about Travis. I don't really know, but I fucking love this song. And you know what? The whole story of it was very love story of her. But Daddy, I Love Him. And then at the end, changing from the I'm running with my dress unbuttoned or whatever to being like, now I'm dancing in my dress. It was very love story writing for me. And it just brought me back to like, fuck, this is the Taylor. This is Taylor. Bop. Catchy song. Fresh Out the Slammer's good. It's not one of my faves, but I still like it. It's just like, that's not the first one I'm putting on. Florida. I might get heat for this. I don't hate, but I don't love Florence and the Machine. I think she has a beautiful voice, but I think sometimes she's a little too like, she connects every word together where like, I don't know. I think that this would have been a great song to have Lana on. But I do like the song. And I like, if you are American, I feel like this is going to hit you a little different because it's just the whole concept of like people escape their realities to, yeah, like go down to Florida, go down to a vacation spot. And I saw a picture for like one of her promo pictures and she had a globe and the globe had a push pin on the exact spot in Florida where, like, it was like around Orlando where Joe Alwyn was rumored to have cheated on her. That's my girl. Guilty as Sin, phenomenal. Okay. This is one that Jack Antonoff is on, but I freaking love it. I love it. I've played it like 20 times. This is one of my tops. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? See, I can't pick like my number one favorite because there's like three that I have been screaming for the past like 48 hours. And Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is one of them. I also saw that like immediately after it was released, Sophie Turner posted that she was listening to this. And I that sent me over the edge. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? Fantastic. Motto, using that. Every Instagram caption, I will be using that. I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can. Also phenomenal. Like, I don't have anything to say about this song other than I fucking love it. Okay? Love of My Life, that's a tearjerker for me. That's the first song that really hit me to my core of like, tears are coming on. You could hear the sadness in her voice, and I just think it's so beautifully done. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Bop. Another banger. I related to this song so terribly bad that I was in awe, but also ashamed. If Bejeweled was a depression song, then this is like Bejeweled, the depressed version. It's catchy. It's a little bit overproduced, but in a way that actually makes sense. So is it overproduced? I don't know. It's not overproduced then. I guess I'll take that back. If Functioning Depression had a song, it would be this one. I remember, so when I heard her and Joe Alwyn broke up, she was already on, like, she'd begun the Eras Tour or whatever. When I was at the Eras Tour, I just thought to myself, because I'm sobbing, right? I'm like sobbing the whole time. I said to myself, how the fuck, and I think I said it on this podcast, how does she get up there and sing many, many, many songs that she wrote about this guy that just ended a 6-year relationship with her? I can't get through it without crying. And I didn't write it. It's not actually about people in my life. I was in awe of that. And this song is her saying, no, I wasn't okay. I'm just really good at putting on a show when I'm in front of people. And for me, I was like, I get that. I resonated so hard with that. Just the last bout of depression that I had, my page had already had like 14,000 followers or something like that. And every day I got up and was like, drink your water. This is what I'm doing. Workout, blah, 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 blah. And on the inside, I was dying. The worst depression that I've experienced. So this song, hits me. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. I got it. She's got to be referencing the sizage of Mattie Healy. I'm actually shocked by how many Mattie Healy like references there were on this album. I really didn't think it was that serious, but they're kind of funny. The Alchemy and Clairbeau and the Albatross, like, I'm not going to lie, I haven't really listened too much to. They're good. They're just not on my top five. Like, they're not my faves. Whew. Okay. We made it through the real album. Now the back half. The Black Dog, good song. Good song. I'll just say it. It's good. I'm Going to Get You Back, also a great song. The meaning behind it, the writing was completely different, the sound was completely different, but the message behind it reminded me very much of Get Him Back by Olivia Rodrigo. And Olivia Rodrigo was like being sued by Taylor allegedly or whatever. So I thought that was a little bit ballsy, but hey, great song. Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus. Who the hell are these people? I'm going to assume that this song's about Mattie Healy. But who are these people? Like, I want to know, are these real names? Are these names that you changed? Who? Like, how do you pick these names? Because I know in the past she's picked names that are like Blake Lively's children. Are they real? Are they just whatever came to your mind? I don't know. How Did It End? I haven't listened to that one too much, so I'm going to skip that. So High School. This shit has me smiling from ear to ear. When I saw the name of that, I thought, oh, there's only one thing that this is about. Only one thing. I'm listening to it, and I'm smiling like I'm Travis Kelce himself, okay? Just thinking about it, thinking about him listening to it, I'm like smiling ear to ear, and I'm like, they don't know you, Liz. Like, you're not a part of this relationship. But what's also great about this song, it's called So High School, right? When she was in high school is when she wrote Fearless. This song, the music behind it is giving Fearless. She gives a little like, well, that's mine. But like, she gives like one of those like, that kind of thing in the guitar that she doesn't really do anymore. And I was like, you're fucking brilliant. And also, thank you for giving us a Fearless style song. I love it. That immediately went to my Lover Girl playlist. That is a feel good, makes you grin, makes you love people type of song. Thank you. I'm going to pause for a second. I will say the second half of this album is a lot less produced than the first. There's a lot more just like straight instruments, straight band, piano. And I like that. And I'm thankful for that because those are my favorites. Listen, Lavender Haze is fucking phenomenal, but like Sad, Beautiful, Tragic, like that's where I'm a mess. I Hate It Here. Yeah. This one cut me. This one just made me think of high school. It made me think of the end of college, all the severe bullying that I've undergone, and just that little like, okay, just go to your happy place in your mind. They can't get me when I'm in my mind. That got me. Thank you, Amy. I saw this and immediately gasped. And I will say two things about this. One, it's great actual music. Like the actual music, phenomenal, great song. Two, what a fucking badass. The way she's like, I change your name in any real defining clues, so only you and I will know this is about you. And everybody knows it's about Kim. But holy shit. I don't know if you guys can hear this. I hope my mic's not picking up on it. But my next door neighbor right now is screaming bloody murder. And I don't know who it's at, but he scares me. Okay. I look in people's windows, The Prophecy, Cassandra, Peter, like honestly, the rest of them up to 31. Those ones I've had on. Peter's really good. I like the Lost Boy reference, but it also kind of reminds me of, you know, Fly With Me from the Jonas Brothers. Okay. Those are good. I need to listen to them a few more times. Those ones I haven't really got around to as much. I can't even pick a favorite, guys. I'm going to give you my top, though. My tops are So High School. I'll give you my top five. So High School. I Could Do It With a Broken Heart. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? I Can Fix Him. No, Really, I Can. And then, God, but Daddy, I Love Him. I don't know. See, no, I can't pick a top five because Down Bad's also really good. Love of My Life's also really good. I can't. I think that's all the genius, though, that I had to rave about her. I literally went song by song there for the last 19 minutes. And I'm going to end that segment with just saying thank you, Taylor. Thank you. All right, we're going to skip the hot topics for this week because honestly, that was the hottest of hot topics. Okay. That was it. Also, the memes. I do have to say one more thing. The memes about like Joe Alwyn being like, it's like someone call an ambulance, but not for me, for Maddie Healy. There was a lot about Maddie Healy on this. Kind of gross. Anyway, though, okay, I'm done. I'm cutting myself off. We're sticking to highlights. And you know what my non-health and fitness related highlight is? Little win. Marissa went to go get us all Rook today. And for some reason, my order was the only one that didn't come with ice in my iced coffee. So I drank it, or I started to drink it. It just didn't hit the same. So I was like, I'm going to pull this. I'm going to pull Karen. I called them and was like, hey guys, my drink is a little warm. It's a little room temp. It was the only one that didn't come with ice. I don't know why. I was really nice about it. You know, it was cool. I hate when people get on the phone like, okay, it's ice in a drink. Nobody died. Nobody died. However, you know, it is like a $6 drink. So I would appreciate it if it was made right. So I was just like, hey, I placed a mobile order. No ice came in it. The woman was very confused, but eventually she ended up refunding me. And I was like, that's it. That's my little win for the week. A free cup of coffee. Okay. My health and fitness related highlight honestly just has to do with the fact that I loved my outfit on Monday. Yeah, I believe it was Monday. I brought Chloe to the gym. I guess that's another health and fitness related highlight, but I always say that a good workout outfit will change the whole game for you. I felt so confident that entire day, and I think I performed better just because I felt better in my body. So I was wearing like the bandeau bra and the contour, I don't even know, the contour shorts from Young LA, both in this beautiful light blue color. It was a sunny day. It was 80 degrees outside, and I felt great. And when you feel great, you perform great. I am a true believer in that. All right, everyone. I'm here with a very special guest today. I am joined by Vince Sant, which is very confusing because it's kind of like Vincent.
Yes.
But it's your first and last name. So I had to read, like, I was practicing before and I was like, this is going to throw me off so much.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. We were chatting a little bit before we started actually recording. And I think we're gonna go over some fun stuff and keep this nice and light.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to have you on. And we were having a good conversation, before we started recording this, which is how everything goes. But I wanted to have you on because, like you had pointed out in our earlier conversation, I've definitely seen your advertisements everywhere. I've seen your face before. I know it. So I wanted to have you come on and talk a little bit about V-Shred, right? That's the company.
Yes.
And like what the heck it is and what you're doing in the world today.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to talk about it. And I mean, it's funny, like, again, we're going to probably bring up some things that we just talked about 5 minutes ago. But I mean, most people know my company from ads.
Yep.
We have a very strong marketing team. We know what we're doing when it comes to media buying. That's the term that we use for running ads. And I don't really think anybody even really comes close to doing what we're doing when it comes to that, right? There's people who are killing it in SEO, people who are killing it with organic content, killing it with ambassadors, all that kind of stuff. But you got to find your specialty, right?
Yeah.
But it's funny that most people know me from that, and they don't really, some know me, like know other stuff about me, but then other people are also like, is Vince even real? Like, are you like, we get like jokes. We were like, is he a robot? We were talking about this before. It's like, we've literally, me and my team, we've talked about like making funny little skits that are like, show me as like not real. Show me as like this robot that has to get plugged in to get charged. But no, I'm excited to be here, and I'd love to talk about what we do and just kind of give people a little bit of a view under the rug, behind the scenes look at what we're all about, and kind of make it a little bit more real. I think people see our ads and they kind of, I think some really connect well, and then I think some get a little put off because it's an ad, right? Yeah. People know that we're paying for this ad to be put in, right? And so people are sometimes a little hesitant because they don't know if it's trustworthy, and then they go look us up and they see mixed reviews. And so, yeah, I'm happy to talk about everything and answer any questions.
Yeah. So mixed reviews is all part of it. You can't please everyone, but as long as you're pleasing the majority, that's just
100%. No, I've always said that there's probably 10% that are going to 90% are going to like you, 10% are going to dislike you. And that 10% is way louder than 90%.
100. Yes. I 100% agree. So I come from a marketing background. I went to school, got my degree in marketing. I did the corporate marketing thing for a little. Now I'm here. But the first thing, whenever I'm talking to people about businesses that they've created or stuff, I'm always curious, what is the name V? Like, where did the name V-Shred come from? What does it mean? What's its significance? I feel like that's always a great starter question.
Yeah, good question. I don't think I've actually ever been, I mean, we've been asked, I've been asked like the origin story of the company.
Right.
And this kind of this is in that, but I've
In
never
that,
really
yeah.
been asked like why is it named V-Shred?
Just their marketing
And I'm
brain
not, I
going.
don't know if anybody's watching right now. I'm sweating my ass off. I literally just got back from the gym. So if I'm
Love
dabbing
that.
some sweat away, don't mind me. But so V-Shred is what it's named now.
Okay.
When we started it, it was actually called the Vinsanity Six Pack Shred.
Okay. That's a bit, that's a long title.
Yeah, you're right. And that was the URL. It was the
Oh.
Vinsanity Six Pack Shred.com, all spelled
Okay.
out. And because originally when we started the company, it's me and it was three of my best friends at the time. So there's four partners. We were like, hey, let's get together. And we two of them had a background in media buying and running
Okay.
ads, which is where our specialty in running ads comes from today.
Yeah.
And then one had a background, he knew how to code websites, put together web pages, stuff like that. And then I was a fitness guy, right? And so we got together. It was actually our now CEO's idea to start a little to make a fitness program. And I was young at the time. I was probably 100 and I don't know, 60 pounds. I was a little skinny dude.
I was gonna say
And
that's skinny.
I'm like, I'm 6'2", so that's real skinny.
Yeah.
And so but I was always like really lean, right? I was like I was a fashion model before, and so like I
Okay.
always made sure that like my abs were popping and stuff like
Right.
that. And so his idea was let's make a six-pack program. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm super down for that. I did ab workouts all day, every day, and I had good abs. And so we made a six-pack program. We went to this gym at like 4 a.m. in the morning, drove 2 hours to go there because it was the only gym that we could find that would let us film. We were living in LA
Okay.
and filmed this whole ab program that night. We literally duct taped our phones to tripods because we didn't have cameras, and we just recorded them. Had this little shitty lav mic. One of my partners, he edited it all together. We created this terrible looking logo, called it the Vinsanity Six Pack Shred, and voila, we had our first official program. And we started with like email marketing. We started with like lead gen, if you know what lead gen is. And then that all kind of fell apart when we started getting a lot of emails, and we started sending a lot of emails, and we didn't know anything about emails at the time. And we all of a sudden started going to spam. And so we were getting spammed out. We had no idea why. Delivery was going to shit. The open rate was terrible. And so we were essentially spending money to get these leads and then not making the money back. And so we were like, well, we need to figure out something else. And so couple things happened, and that led us down the path of creating more programs, right? We were like, okay, maybe this needs to be bigger than just abs. Because at the time, we were like, I don't know if you've ever done like P90X. P90X has an ab program that's part of it called Ab Ripper X. And we were like, let's make the next Ab Ripper X and let's just sell it and let's pay rent. That's all the goal was just let's pay our rent with this. And it was going all right. We're getting a couple sales a day here and there, right? And then we were like, okay, we're like, why don't we try this, but with like more like full-on programs that more people are gonna be interested in. And so we made our first full body program, which is now Rip to 90 Days, which is like our biggest male program. And then what we did was, we actually made a program specific to goals, and we made programs for obviously both genders as well. We actually didn't start with women's. We started with males, made Rip to 90 Days, made a fat loss program, made a bulk program. So we had the three like main goals, right? People either want to lose weight, they want to bulk up, or they kind of just want to get
Get
shredded.
started. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we made those three programs and we tried marketing those, wasn't going too well. And then once we made those programs, we were like, okay, this is no longer the six pack shred. This
Right.
is
It's more
just,
than that.
this is, this is. And so what we changed it to was we changed it to the Vinsanity Shred. So it was still kind of all built around me, Vince Sant. And so now we
It's a
went from the
perfect name.
Vinsanity. Well, and it's
You have
funny
a,
because like people think that it's fake. People ask me all the time, like what my real name is, because like you said, it goes together so
Oh, it's
well.
so nice.
Yeah, it's funny, and it's I always joke that like, imagine if I had a lisp, that would have been so mean
So
by my
bad.
parents. Like, because my and my middle name's Seth,
Well, I guess
So
they
it'd
wouldn't have
be,
known.
they wouldn't have known.
No, they
But
wouldn't have
imagine
known.
like Vincent Seth Sant, because
Yeah.
my first full name is Vincent.
Vincent,
And
right.
so Vince Sant is like Vincent. But yeah, so we started with Insanity Six Pack Shred, changed it to the Vinsanity Shred.
Yeah.
And then we built out multiple programs, built out our body type quiz. We were like the first on the scene with a body type with a fitness quiz, and now everybody and their mother has
Everyone's, I
fitness
know.
quizzes
I
because I
know.
saw it work. And more power to them. You can go try to get it work. It's a rough game to get anything to work when it comes to running ads.
Yeah.
And so we built out these programs, and then we were like, okay, let's build them for women. So we did the same thing with women. And then about a year or two, and that's when everything kind of took off.
Okay.
Right? Once we made our quiz, people, I think, really started to connect with us, because up until that, we just had an ab program,
Right.
which the only people buying an ab program from a 21-year-old kid are other 21-year-old kids.
Yeah.
And 21-year-old kids don't really have money. And so
That, yeah,
we
that's the
weren't really
tricky
selling
part.
anything. And so we made these programs, made them for all different goals. And that's and made this quiz that we could actually run ads to. And we figured out like what we needed to make it convert. And yeah, that's when everything kind of took off. And once we started actually seeing a little bit of progress or seeing a little bit of success, that's when we were like, hey, we might want to kind of disassociate this from me so much and make this more of like, we were like, hey, this could actually be a brand. Because up until
Yeah.
then, we were like, let's just build this program around me
Right.
and see what we can do. And
Right.
then we were like, hey, this is like a bunch of different programs. We're getting a bunch of people who are interested in this, but it's so tied to me that we would never really be able to scale or expand like we
Right.
think we could.
Right.
Right. And so that's when we were like, we need to possibly rename this. Also, the Vinsanity Shred is still a really long name. And
Yeah.
so we were like, you know what? Let's make this just the V Shred, or not the V Shred. Let's just make this V Shred.
Okay.
And we already had logos and everything like
Yep.
that. And so we basically just took the insanity out of it, just made it the V and the S.
Perfect.
And also V is like what everybody wants
So
their
that's the first thing
body
I
to look
thought
like.
of
Yeah.
was like the V. And then I was like, oh, it's probably V because his name is Vince. But I
Yeah.
actually thought
But it
about
works
like
either
V
way.
first. I know. So you just have a, you should thank your parents. They gave you a good name.
Unless I had a lisp, that
Yes,
would have been
unless you
really
had a
bad.
list, but unless you had a
Yeah. So yeah, it's funny that you ask that, because people will just assume, they're like, oh, it's V Shred because it's Vince, but they don't really ask like how we came up with that name, because originally we didn't call it V Shred. We
list.
called it the Vinsanity Six Pack Shred, and then the Vinsanity Shred. And now,
Right.
lo and behold, V Shred.
I like that. I like that story, and I like as no offense to you, but I like that you kind of disassociated it from yourself too.
Yes.
Because we were talking beforehand, it's everybody's body is different, and everybody's vision of like what they want is different. So I feel like thinking in like a business mindset, you can scale it much larger when people aren't, when it's just you, it's like you're missing out on everybody that, no offense, doesn't want to look like you, you know?
100%. No, you're spot on, and we saw that.
Yeah.
I don't want to say we saw that early on, but we predicted that early on,
Yeah.
because in the beginning we were like, the only people that are going to listen to me are 20 to 25-year-old guys, right? Because they want to look like me, right? And then we made those programs, we made the quiz, and we realized that it was actually women that listened to me way more, which was shocking to us. And it was also a little bit older than me as well. It was like 35 plus women were like, that was like our main demo. We were like, what? And so, yeah, we knew that we had to disassociate it from me, because
Yeah.
like the other thing is like, once we started seeing real success, me and my partners have really lofty goals at all times. And I have really lofty goals, but they're like even next level. Like
Yeah.
I got bigger goals than pretty much all my friends. They make me think even bigger. And so once we started seeing success, we were like, okay, now it's game time. It was like,
Yeah.
now let's
Yep.
see what we can do with this. And so we like at that time, we literally had we called a meet we called a meeting. There was four of us and
Yeah.
then one employee that we weren't even paying at the time. And We called this meeting between all of us, and we sat down, and we sat down. It was 2 8-hour days just to figure out what direction we wanted to go and what our mission statement was, what our core values were. Like, we literally spent 16
Yeah,
hours
I believe it.
in these two meetings just figuring out what we wanted to how we wanted to the direction that we wanted to go with this thing, what we wanted people to feel and experience when they came to us, and the values that we're going to hold true to ourselves as we make hard decisions left and right and navigate this company. And we knew that, like, if we really wanted to scale this and we really wanted to maximize the opportunity here, this couldn't just be Vince's company. This couldn't be viewed as something that Vince is doing out of his garage, right? And to this day, we still have people that associate it with me big time. And that's our own
That's gonna
fault,
happen,
because
yeah.
of course it's our own fault. I'm in all the programs, I'm in all the ads, I'm in all the videos.
It also
And
originated that
so,
way, you know? So it's like it's grown from that, but
and then
that's where
also
it's
the V
originally.
thing, so that doesn't help either. But now we're really branching out, and we're trying to expand. And, like, I don't know if you've seen any of our recent videos. Now we're working with Dr. Drew really closely. He's a good friend of ours now. Didn't know him a couple months ago, and he started following one of our programs, and he lost like 20 pounds. His wife lost 20 pounds, and that was after they had tried all these different diets that they gained weight on. Nothing really worked for them, and they heard about us. And they tried it, and they just fell in love with it. And they fell in love with the supplements. They fell in love with the coaching. And so we were like, is there an opportunity here to work together? Because it's like, we have me, who I can connect with certain demographics, but there's also people out there that are like, oh, he's just a personal trainer. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Versus a medical doctor who can really speak to the issues that are going on in people's bodies. And he has another level of credibility to him. So, like, that's the approach that that's the direction that we really want to go, where it's like, we want to expand this to a team of faces that can speak to different demographics in different ways. It's
I
just
love that.
like if you have, I don't know if you have a Peloton, if you go ride on your Peloton, you pick who you want your coach to be. Some people like Alex Toussaint. Some people like Kendall Toole. Some
I
people
do like
like
Kendall
Cody
Toole.
Rigsby.
I love
And so,
Cody
like,
too.
people are all going to have their individual people that they like, and other people that they don't necessarily like. And so there's people out there that like me, and there's people out there that don't like me. And so if we can continue to add the right pieces, and these have to be people that, like, truly believe, like, we're not looking for, like, paid endorsers. We're not looking for that. We're looking for people who truly believe in the future of this company and our mission. And if we can find those people and we can build around them accordingly, that's what we think the next evolution is.
I love that. And I'm always preaching online, credibility is the biggest thing. I feel like
100%.
we've kind of experienced like that beginning start of the internet and like people on social media when it was just like the Gymshark athletes. Like it was like
Oh,
just
yeah.
Steve Cook out there on YouTube and
Yeah.
stuff. And now everyone and their mother, I guess myself included, has some sort of fitness account, but not everybody's credible, you know? And
Qualified,
sometimes
right?
having a personal training certification, it's like, okay, you passed the test, but
Right. It's like, that's a 12-week
I
thing.
passed my
Right,
calculus test back in like college and I can't tell you anything about that stuff. So I love that you guys are partnered with like people like doctors and kind of looking towards that sort of direction, just because
yeah.
I feel like you said, and like we were saying before, I like to explain things in a very simple, easy to digest way. And I think a lot of people do like that, but some people need more convincing or need more information, you know,
Yeah.
before, especially when you're trying to get somebody to spend money on something.
Right.
I think it's important to know like this is the science behind it, or it's there if
100%.
you need it, you know?
And some people, they don't even necessarily need the science. They just need to hear from somebody that they know they'll trust. Because, like,
Somebody who had to
I,
go to
if
medical school.
me, let's say me and Dr. Drew, we there there's a person who is a little skeptical of us, right? And we both tell them the same message. They're probably going to trust Dr. Drew a little bit more than me. And we know that. And it's not like I'm out here giving bad advice, even though there's everybody and their mother wants to act like I am. Everything, I mean, we've helped I mean, we've sold over 5 million programs and we have hundreds of thousands of
That's
testimonials.
just envy. The ones that think that you're, I feel like the more you're, the I've found, and I totally just cut you off, I'm sorry.
No, you're
The
way fine.
people who don't want to get off their butts and do something are the ones that will try and cut you down
Yeah,
because they're jealous. But at
100%.
the end of the day, you're not a superhuman and I'm not a superhuman. We're just not lazy,
Yeah. And I think the other thing is like, there are people who are out there working hard, but I think it's what you said, the envy piece of it. It's like people who have been like, when VShred first popped off, we were the new kids on the block. Like nobody had really heard of us a year prior. And then out of nowhere, we were everywhere. And so the people who had been doing it for 5, 10 years, they didn't really like that because they're like, who's
You
this
grew too
person?
fast, yeah.
Right. And these are people who have doctorates, PhDs, written books, and all of a sudden this personal trainer is getting way more attention and publicity than them. And so that was another piece of it. But it's okay. I mean, and that's the thing is like, it's, I love what you said. It's like, we're human. Like I made so many mistakes in the beginning. We made so many mistakes in the beginning of our company. So many. And part of it's our own fault. And then part of it's just because we grew so fast, right? We went from, I don't know, a couple $100 a day to like $100,000 a day, like overnight.
That's where
And
I
so
need
like,
to be.
and we didn't have the systems for that. We didn't have the proper tools in place for that. We didn't have a website that could handle that. And so customer service went to shit. Our website couldn't load pages fast enough because the volume was too high. People weren't getting their program. People weren't getting answered to when they wanted a refund. So people were like, scam, scam, scam. And it's like, it's not. We're just these guys that I didn't go to college. We're just these guys trying to figure this out, working 18 hours a day, every single day, busting our asses, bleeding over this thing. And just we would wake up in the morning and there'd be 10 fires. And it's like, which one's the biggest? Let's go
What do
put
you
that
put out
fire out.
first?
And we'll get to these other nine later. And it, so it's like in the beginning, you have to stay in business. We can't help people if you don't stay in business. And so it's like we had to make sure that we were keep making money and selling programs so that we could stay in business so that we could help more people. Obviously, today is a lot different
Different,
because
yeah.
we're more established and everything. And so all those things that like people used to hate on, like the customer service and stuff, our customer service is impeccable. Our website is impeccable. Our load times are impeccable now. Our refund rate is impeccable now. And so like, but people don't talk about that. People just, they like to hate, you know?
And they'll have somebody who had a bad experience 3 years ago or whenever will keep that bad
They're gonna hold
experience.
on to it. Yeah.
I say businesses like people are allowed to change and grow, and we
Yeah,
all have the
100%.
capacity to do so,
Yes, 100%.
So I like how you're talking about, like you said, like we're all just human. You've made a ton of mistakes. You made mistakes in this business aspect. What are some mistakes that you've made in a fitness aspect that you've kind of learned and grown from, and that's helped you help other people?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That one just
I
came to
think
my mind.
I think one of the things, and I actually remember having a conversation with one of my partners, CEO now. I think I spoke too much to myself. I think I like when we when I first like when we first started filming videos. I was really bad on camera. It was actually quite funny. People like today, they're like now, like I'm coaching people on camera and they're like, how are you so good? You just have this, you're a natural. I'm like, I ain't a natural. You watch my early YouTube videos.
Like this took practice.
Oh man, it's so
Hey,
cringy.
I'm the
It's so
same way.
bad.
Now I
Oh,
don't
it's
shut
so
up.
bad. Yeah, but and now, yeah, now it's second nature. Now I can just you give me something to talk about, I'm running with it, right? And but in the beginning, because I was so bad, I didn't really know how to connect with people. And so I would just assume that everybody was like me, that everybody was a 22, 21 to 24 year old kid who was in really good shape and just wanted to be in extra good shape. And they were okay with going to the gym all the time. They were okay with making healthy eating decisions. They had all the time in the world to dedicate to fitness. And so I would talk to them that way. And then my business partner, He's the
Most
one
people
with
aren't
the
like that. Yeah.
no people, no, not at all. And my business partner, he likes he he's one of the people that I give credit to why I'm so good on camera today, because he would just sit there with me and he would think through how I need to say things, who I need to talk to, the avatar that I need to have in my mind when I am filming a video and talking about certain supplements or talking about programs, or talking about nutrition advice. And
Yeah.
so when I really started, when I created that proper inner dialogue with myself and who I should be talking to, that's when everything really started connecting with
Okay.
people.
Yeah.
And then I think also just like, I don't want to say we cut corners, but we grew so fast that it was like we didn't have the time to do the things that people who are like perfectionists
Right.
do.
Sometimes you just need to get it out there because it needs
Yeah,
to be.
and I think that's the biggest business mistake. I don't even want to call it a mistake though. That's one of the issues that we ran into as the business was growing. Because there's a book that I recommend everybody read if you haven't read it yet, if you're trying to build a business, if you're trying to do anything, honestly, is it's Ready, Fire, Aim is the book. And it is about exactly what it sounds like. So normally it's ready, aim, fire. This is ready, fire, aim. And basically it's a book all about just doing the damn thing, taking action, not waiting until the right moment, not waiting till you have the right information or the perfect look or whatever. It's just about going and starting. And then once you just jump in, if you're like concerned about like if you want to jump in or if you want to swim across a river, it's like you can sit there and think about it and go practice swimming
Yeah, or you just get
and
in.
psych yourself out, or jump
Just get
in
in.
and you can see how hard it is and you'll probably make your way across. You're going to learn some things along the way, but you're actually going to make it versus you might psych yourself out and never do it. And so I think a lot of people, they kind of get all caught up in like wanting to build the perfect company and wanting to have the perfect logo and wanting to have the perfect website and wanting to have the perfect product. Our first program was filmed on iPhones, duct taped to tripods at 4 a.m. in the morning, all filmed in one night. A
I think you can't perfect anything too if you haven't done it, and you need to
hundred
learn
percent.
while you're doing it. You can't expect to come out with the perfect thing if you haven't done it before,
Yes. How would you know what's right or
You
wrong
don't.
if you haven't done it? Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to say that that was like a mistake that we made, because it's why we are where we are
But it's a
today
lesson you
is,
learned.
but it's, yes, that's what it is. It's probably one of the biggest
So,
lessons we've learned.
what is, as far as like products that you put out or services and help and stuff, what are you the most proud of?
Okay, I have a two for one here. It's definitely two programs. One of the programs is our Clean Bulk program. I'm the
Love
most
that.
proud of
Love that
that
idea.
because that was me. And so I say that I'm proud of that because that holds a soft place in my heart for all the guys out there or girls who are naturally skinny.
And
And
just,
some people would say that's a gift. It's like
it's a struggle in a different type of way.
we got our own issues, right? And so like that was a program that I put together because it's the program that I followed to take me from 160 pounds to 200 pounds at the same body fat. And so that right there, like if a young kid comes up to me and he's like, I can't put on weight, I got time for that, right? But then the other thing that I'm really proud of because of the reach that it's had and the impact that it's had is on the other end of the spectrum, it's our Fat Loss Extreme program. That program, I think, is ha has by far had the biggest impact of anything that we offer. We've definitely sold the most. I shouldn't say copies because of the digital programs, so you don't sell copies, but we've sold that program the most and gotten the most
Success.
testimonials from
Awesome.
it. And like those people are hurting, right? Those people are hurt. And I said that like skinny people, they're hurting. People who are overweight and have been overweight their entire life and they've tried to lose weight, they're hurting on a different level. And nothing they do seems to work. And so we created a program that is a super realistic, right? I think all the military boot camp style trainers out there that are telling people to go do an hour of cardio after they lift, it's like, my mom's not going to do that,
No,
right?
I'm not doing
Most people are
that.
not doing that.
So.
And so we created something that would be, we have a term that we absolutely love called minimum effective dose. And so what is the minimum dose that you need to make it effective? And that's what we built the program around. And it's about HIIT workouts, it's about carb cycling, it's about allowing you to still live your life while getting really good results.
Right.
And I think that program alone, I think we've sold over 3.5 million copies of just that program.
Wow.
And so that's, and we've gotten testimonial after
Yeah.
testimonial of people who are like, I
Proof's in the
work out.
pudding.
Yeah, they're like, I work out
Okay.
15, 20 minutes a day from home. I eat carbs 4 days a week and a lot of carbs, and I'm getting in the best shape of my life.
I love
I'd say
that.
those.
I like testimonials are everything, you know, because so many people can promise stuff, but if you see like, I don't know. I like whenever reviews, whenever I'm buying something off of Amazon, I like to see, all right, is this garbage? Am I spending my money on garbage, or
Yes.
have they sold 3.5 million copies for a reason?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. So
Yeah.
do you guys have any, I don't want to keep you too much longer. So do you guys have any socials or anything that people can follow along to and kind of stay tuned or get started with you
Yeah.
guys?
Yeah. This has flown by actually.
I know.
But no, we're on everything. YouTube, V Shred, Instagram, V Shred, my personal Instagram, that's the only social I really use, is Vin_Sant, which is where a lot of the confusion stems from with my name. And for anybody out there, I don't go by Vin. I go by Vince. It's funny that I'll get like messages or people will come up to me who
Hey,
only know me
Vin.
from social media and be like, what's
Yeah.
up, Vin? And I'm like, nah, that's not
That's
it.
not it.
But then, yeah, our website's vshred.com. If
Much
anybody is
shorter.
looking to get started, yeah, much better than the Vinsanity
Yes, I can type
sixpackshred.com. Yeah,
that.
exactly. So if anybody's listening and wanting to check out our quiz or any of our programs, they're all on there. The quiz is free. And we'd love to have you.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining. Guys, check it out, vshred.com, and in the least you get a nice little body quiz and you can figure out
Yeah.
something about yourself.
Yeah, and the beauty of that is like, and this is why it works so well, is there's a video at the end, and we get some feedback that the video is a little
Yeah.
long, but we tested short video. We've tested everything. We tested short videos, tested 10-minute videos, 20-minute videos, 30-minute videos,
Works the best, works
and
the best.
people just didn't connect with them,
Yeah.
right? And so like you have to get that buy-in, because it's like I would compare it to like if you bought a, I don't know, let's say you wanted like for I'm into golfing. Okay, let's say I bought a $20 golf trainer. I might use it once. I buy a $2,000 golf trainer.
You're
I'm
gonna
gonna use
use
that
that.
motherfucker.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
And so, like with our videos, it's like if we make a 5-minute video, that's so easy for anybody to watch. And so, like, that doesn't really create buy-in, that doesn't create investment. Versus if somebody watches 30, 40 minutes of video, they just spent some time.
Do
That shows
something with it. Yeah.
seriousness, right? They're like, I'm going to take
I like
advantage of
that.
this now. And so,
Nice.
yeah, people say that the videos are a little long, but the reason that it works so well, the quiz, and the reason that it's blown up so much, and the reason that we still advertise to it, is because the video at the end basically tells you what to do to get in shape. But then it's like, hey, if you don't want to do this yourself, because I know people are busy and
Yeah.
it can be
I'll help
difficult,
you.
we got a program that does it.
That's
And so
awesome. I
that's just a
love that.
little, yeah, little
A little heads up
tidbit
there.
for anybody who know what to expect if you go take the quiz.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I hope everyone goes and checks it out. And now they could put a name and a personality to the face that they probably
Yeah,
haven't
hopefully
seen.
this humanizes me a little bit, but we
You
still might make that video that looks like I have to be plugged
should.
in and charged.
You
It'd be, I think it'd
definitely
be fun.
should.
But yeah, thank you for having me. This was
Of
fun.
course. All right, I'm gonna. All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I almost said Twitter. Okay. YouTube at Listed Liz, and follow Vince as well. I hope you guys have a happy and healthy Monday, and I'll talk to you next week.